Welcome to another episode of the Oncology On The Go podcast. I'm your host, Rena Lokai. Dr. Jolene Hubbard of Allina Health Center Institute recently spoke with Cancer Network regarding new research in colorectal cancer. She discussed treatment updates and highlighted a number of exciting studies in the world of metastatic colorectal cancer.
So I thought like a good way to kick this conversation off would maybe just be speaking a little bit to HER2 as a prognostic biomarker for patients with colorectal cancer. Could you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah. So we know HER2 overexpression occurs in anywhere from 5 to 8% of patients with metastatic colorectal cancer. And this is usually detected either by immunohistochemistry, much like in breast cancer, if it's 3+ on immunohistochemistry, it's considered HER2 overexpression. If it's 2+, we confirm that with in situ hybridization or FISH studies. And then the other way to detect overexpression is by next generation sequencing. So there are various platforms that are used that will also look for HER2 overexpression.
So I know that we did see some data starting to come out for trastuzumab deruxtecan, mm-hmm. which has obviously made a big splash in the breast cancer space. Mm-hmm. So I was hoping maybe you can speak to that agent's potential in the colorectal cancer space.
There's been the Destiny CRC studies that have looked at trastuzumab deruxtecan, and I'm just going to say TDXD for short. And they've looked at TDXD in the setting for metastatic colorectal cancer. And what's interesting is even in patients that have been treated previously with HER2 agents, such as trastuzumab or tucatinib, we're even seeing a response in those patients using TDXD. And the expression has to be like a 3+ expression for us to be able to see that response. But I think it's going to play a really big role in continuing HER2 inhibition downstream, potentially after use of trastuzumab and tucatinib, which has been FDA approved for this indication.
Are there any other kind of HER2 targeted agents that you feel have potential in this space?
Right now, there are not many that jump out at me. I know that there are a few antibody drug conjugates that are currently in development right now. But I think for the most part, trastuzumab and tucatinib are going to be the big players. Trastuzumab plus lapatinib has been studied. We didn't see quite the same efficacy. And trastuzumab and pertuzumab have been studied as well. And I think that could be a potential combination. Having experience with trastuzumab and tucatinib, I feel like that's probably going to be the major player for the first HER2-directed therapy treatments for metastatic colorectal cancer.
So it seems like there's a lot of irons in the fire, so to speak, for this space currently. So maybe you could speak a little to where you feel those research efforts should be focused in order to kind of move the needle forward in this space.
I think there's a couple of opportunities. One is the ongoing study right now is called the Mountaineer 3 study, and it's looking at chemotherapy plus trastuzumab and tucatinib in the first line setting for HER2 overexpressed metastatic colorectal cancer. We're really excited to see if moving HER2 directed therapy in the first line setting is going to help improve outcomes for our patients. Since you know, these patients all have HER2 overexpression, which appears to be a major driver in their malignancy, I really am optimistic that it's going to help outcomes. I think the other opportunity we have is, do we even move it into earlier settings, such as either neoadjuvant or moving it into the adjuvant study or adjuvant setting? And so I think that's another opportunity to see if getting HER2-directed therapy for these patients as early as possible will help provide even longer outcomes.
Yeah, no, that definitely makes a lot of sense. Trying to move it up into the earlier line settings, that makes a lot of sense. Is there anything that in particular you feel that your colleagues should take away from our conversation today?
I think there's a couple things that we need to remember about HER2-directed therapy. I think the first thing is that if you have a KRAS or BRAF mutation, then even if you have a patient with HER2 overexpression, the downstream intracellular signaling with KRAS and BRAF is on in those mutant cancers. And so the HER2-directed therapy is likely to be ineffective. So I think it just highlights the importance of doing full molecular sequencing, looking for HER2 expression, but also making sure that those patients are RAS wild type and BRAF wild type. I think the other thing is we really need to make sure that we're enrolling patients into clinical trials. And so this means moving our testing up front as soon as patients are diagnosed with metastatic colorectal cancer. It's really important to make, at a minimum, to make sure we got microsatellite instability, we got RAS mutations tested for, BRAF mutations tested for, and HER2 overexpression. And then if they are HER2 overexpressed, to try to get them enrolled into clinical trials, because that's going to give us the best answer and the best evidence to see if moving these agents up front is going to make a big impact for our patients. And I know the Mountaineer study has now allowed patients to have a cycle or so of treatment while we're waiting for the HER2 testing to come back. So I think, you know, being diligent about doing that upfront molecular testing so we can identify these patients is of utmost importance. And then even if there isn't a trial available first line, then you at least know ahead of time, okay, what are my treatment options going to be for this patient moving forward in second or third line?
Really valuable points. Thank you for sharing all of that. I know that was all I really had for you. Were there any other points that you feel like we should touch on that we haven't already?
I think it's a very exciting space. I think, you know, because it's only 5 to 8% of patients, it may not get as much attention, but you think about, you know, there's 150,000 new cases of colorectal cancer diagnosed each year. So 5 to 8% of that is a large number of patients that we need to be looking at and studying and potentially impact with these treatments.
Oh, absolutely. That's a really fantastic point. Thank you.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology On the Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available. Or listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcasts. The Oncology On the Go podcast is the official podcast of cancernetwork.com, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information, visit us at cancernetwork.com and find us on Twitter at Cancer Network without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn at Cancer-Network.